Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'm reading the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated July 5th, 2023, entitled, Finding Your Way as a Family. Summer is in full swing. Our kids are out of school, and the days are hot, long, and often stormy. How can you find your way through the chaos to sustain an attuned, vibrant connection as a family? This is one of the many things we address with the families whom we coach. We also look inward to our own family relationships. We have been together for over 10 plus years. My colleagues at Growing Intentional Families Together have grown to be more than business colleagues who are deeply committed to serving the adoption community. We are also close friends who look upon one another like a second family, a family who live great distances from each other. Minneapolis, Florida, and Northern and Southern California, to be precise. Because we value our friendships and our company, we make time for annual in-person retreats. Last month, we gathered in Minneapolis. Retreats help ensure that we sustain healthy mutual relationships, and they are well worth the time, energy, and expense. We review our company mission, vision, and purpose, and we engage in activities that strengthen our relationships. And like family, we do not always agree on everything, and we have learned still how to forge compromises, ask for and provide support, apologize and repair when appropriate, all of which requires intention, commitment, and effort. Striving for balance is one of the things we try to do. We blend work and pleasure, relaxation and exercise. Some of our activities focus more on our business. Others focus more on our relationships, like having fun together and getting to know even more about one another in our lives. Attuning to one another. We discuss what is on our hearts, our minds, and what is happening in our own individual families. We enjoy tasty and healthy meals and conversations that unfold organically without worrying if it has run long or if someone needs to race off to another scheduled meeting. Our approach is multi-pronged. First, we spend time one-on-one reconnecting and checking in. Second, we share meals as a group. Third, we do things, fun things together. And fourth, we get outdoors and we move. Finally, we get clear on our purpose and how we will work individually and collectively to make them a reality. Healthy relationships. Whether relationships are at work or home, the way to keep them vibrant and strong takes time, attention, effort, persistence, and commitment. Strong relationships balance giving and taking. Both persons invest in, value, and prioritize the relationship. When we understand how vital that maintenance is, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like caring. By nurturing them, our relationships, that is, with intention, relationships stay strong, responsive, and vibrant. So here are some questions to consider to help you sustain healthy relationships in your life. What ways do you usually use to nurture and sustain connection? How effective have they been? Use this list of questions as a way of assessing the current reality within your family. They can help you find more ways to nurture effective and improved connections. For example, lately, which child in your family has been occupying the bulk of parental time? How has that impacted the other children? How have you connected with each child one-on-one in the last week? What way works best for each person? It is likely different for each person. How have you connected with each child one-on-one in the last month? How much time have you and your partner been spending attentively with each other? How are you connecting? Is it genuine or more like just sharing space? How have you found the time to be with each child individually? Does one or more of your children need even more time and attention? How have you shared a family meal together lately? And what was it like? Was it enjoyable or full of tension? How have you been having fun together as a family recently? Has there been plenty of good-hearted laughter in your home? Is one or more of your family members struggling? Have you tried any new activities lately? Some new task, new skill, and challenge yourself to be a beginner? Which of the core values in your family are you living strongly? And identify if any core values are being compromised, and then decide what you'll do about it. What is your gut telling you? And are you paying attention to it or ignoring it? Oftentimes your gut is very wise. We invite you to listen to our podcast called The Essentials of Adoption Attuned Parenting. It's available on almost every podcast platform. And remember, Adoption Attuned Parenting grows happier, healthier adoptive families. We also invite you to read our blog and also to read the Adoption Attuned books written by our coaches. Thank you for listening.